Welcome, everyone. Welcome, councillors, staff, and visitors. Today's meeting will be audio recorded, just so that everyone is aware. I would like to declare the meeting open at 3:30 p.m. The Shire of Noambuc would like to acknowledge the Goring people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. The Shire of Noambuc would also like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, along our nation, and extend that respect to other Aboriginals present. Attendance has been recorded. There are no apologies and there are no approved leaves of absence. Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for our August meeting? No, excellent. Do we have any response questions taken on notice? No. Okay, we're the time where we have public question time, so I would like to open questions to the floor. If there are any questions, please raise your hand and we'll work our way through them. Edith.
Well, the first one isn't a public question. I have a mineral report from the 1994 report that was done by Australian Environmental Laboratories.
Oh, thank you. Can I ask where you found that?
I was, I asked around and found it. And I think in 1994 that was done because they were going to see if it was able to use the water from the mineral springs. It was when the drought was on, into feeding to livestock and that.
Thank you.
So that's what that's for. The other question I wanted to ask, I met up with the chap that did the assets assessment, a lovely fella, and we did the rounds. And I wondered if for the heritage group, if there was any chance, and I don't know if you do or not, but you could tell us what last time the value of the buildings and areas were assessed as, and then this time to see if we'd done any added value to the properties.
Thank you for that question.
I'm happy to see what we can do for you.
Thank you. And thanks again for this report. We'll table it and look at it with interest. So much appreciated. Are there any other questions from our visitors? No? Okay. Are there any declarations of financial interests or interests affecting impartiality from around the room?
Yeah, President Rob, you may want to report, but
12.1. And what kind of interest are you?
Financial?
Yeah. Direct financial?
I think so.
Yeah. So you'll direct Councillor Minister accordingly at the time?
At the time, Councillor Minister will need to leave.
Yes. Thank you. No petitions, deputations, or presentations? 9.1, would somebody like to move that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of June 2026 be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceedings? Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and seconded Councillor Kittle. Would one of you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Anyone to speak against? Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Item 10, announcements by presiding members without discussion. We'll skip past the Shire President as she has been absent for most of the month. Councillor O'Meara, do you have anything you would like to add or report?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Madam President. I did add them in a little bit too late for Irene to put them in. I also attended on the 19th of June the WOW resigning meeting, meeting at Cranbrook. And on the 10th of July, the NAIDOC dinner at the Wangaratt Complex. Just quickly on the Wowga meeting, it was a very long meeting, so a lot of the agenda items actually got skipped over because we had two visitors. One was the Minister for the Great Southern, Rhys Whitby, who spoke around and around about various issues, putting it politely. And we did raise the issue of our volunteer SES and ambulance service being called to the Stirlings on many occasions, and to make sure Minister was fully aware that they're doing that voluntarily, and DBCA seem to just keep moving on with how they manage the park and Bluff Knoll, and in particular the Ridge Walk. And we were also had discussion with the DFIS Commissioner, Darren Clem. That discussion too went round and round the room, and our CEO did a great job of ensuring that Commissioner Clem was up to date with the real on-the-ground risk of the PCBU being held by CEOs within SHARS for voluntary bushfire brigades. We did discuss in Narrabin Fire briefly as part of that. We also brought up the Borden Bushfire Brigade truck, and Councillor Penroom brought up a number of other issues. We really did get the government line or the public service line. I think he was probably open for a bit of discussion afterwards, you know, off the record. We had to let all right leave. So, yeah, look, it was another good Wagga Zone meeting, and we are getting lots of traction in those, in advocacy in those meetings. And we have coming up next week a small working group, of which the Shire is on, to discuss the cost shifting between state, federal governments pushed down to local governments. So we'll report on that when we know a bit more about it.
Thank you. And it's wonderful to note that Councillor O'Meara is on that small working group. So that's excellent. And we'll look forward to seeing you push those costs back up to state and local government where they belong.
Small bit of responsibility for you there.
I'm just going to keep my P's and Q's.
Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and thank you also for stepping into the role of Shire President of Nolans Way. Wonderful to know that you had everything in hand. Councillor Minister.
Yep, just the one. Just with the NSPR meeting yesterday, taking place, there's a fair few things we discussed on that. Yes. Long-term planning for NSP, especially around the strategic planning and then the governance plan, a few other little things. They're trying to engage more communities to take up positions on the NSP. I think personally that it's an unbelievable space to be in when you're dealing with care about the negative impacts, not only on the people but on the environment as well. But yeah, these are programs.
Excellent. Thank you,
Minister.
Councillor
Craig.
Thank you. Other than the normal meeting, so I just had I attended the Wagga Zone meeting in Cranbrook, Councillor O'Meara and CEO on June the 19th. First one of those meetings that I've been to, which is probably seen as I've been on council for over 6 years now. It's probably high time I did go to one of those meetings. I was there, or was asked to go, mainly because of having Darren Clem there and questions that were asked, and very good questions or points made by David. So thank you, David, for that. Don't think we got very satisfactory answers, as Councillor O'Meara has already alluded to, but hopefully if he gets told enough times, and might start listening to us. So that was all for me.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. Thank you for attending that meeting. Yes. Councillor Kittle.
Oh, that was all for me.
Thank you. Councillor Callaghan.
Thank you, ma'am. And no, the list is as correct. I just thought I'd mention the Regional Australia Institute meeting that I went to. It wasn't a matter that came to me through council. I wasn't asked to go to it. And in truth, I don't even know how I ended up with an invitation to it, but I got an invitation. It sounded interesting, and I went. As I said to someone when I was there, had it been the sort of thing that I'd flown to Canberra for, I would have been really, really annoyed. But given that I only had to drive to Perth, it was worth my time. The Regional Australia Institute, as the name suggests, is an institute designed to support, review, research and encourage development in regional Australia, and it does so with a bucket load of federal government money. There were some interesting points in the day. I've written a small report. I will email it to you rather than read it. You don't need to hear that, but I'll send it to you just so that you've got it. I'm not suggesting that we do anything with them or carry on, but given that it is a national body and it holds these state conferences on a cycle, probably going to be some time before there's another one in WA. So it was just a matter of timing. Other than that, everything else is fairly standard.
Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Councillor Himley.
Just one in addition to what's on the list, which was a CLC meeting. Of note, there was possibly the most significant change was the op shop moving into the lesser hall, and is by all reports running extremely well there, well organised, high volume of donations and quite a lot of interest and a lot of new foot traffic coming through the CRC was a positive outcome of that that was noted. They are still working on an agricultural day slash vintage machinery day, and have been working with Stuart and the community engagement team on that to take place of fly-in in 2027. Lola thanked the DRC for the NAIDOC dinner, which was apparently very well done, just a little bit disappointing with the number of RSVPs that didn't actually come. And they have put forward an idea of holding a market in possibly in November, and will be liaising with the Shire to make sure it's not going to overlap with any other things and make sure it's all everyone's in favour of that. And that's, yeah, most of what was discussed.
Thank you.
May be of interest.
Is the op shop moved to the Lesser Hall a permanent?
Well, it would seem that it is being spoken of in those terms. So I couldn't tell you that for sure, but it does sound like it's well entrenched there right now and working very well. So perhaps that is something that we could have more discussion with them about in terms of what the plans are there for the longevity of it being there, but I didn't get the sense that it was a short-term prospect.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hemley. Let's move on to item 11.1, the business case for the Virginia estate. I'll hand over to our CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. Councillors may recall that this was discussed at the briefing, the agenda briefing a couple of weeks ago. The Shire has done an extensive amount of research via a consultant into the possibility of developing a Virginia estate. Certainly the consultant's report highlights that is a credible project to move forward on in terms of providing ultimate community benefit, but in terms of cost, it's break even probably at best, and given the other priorities that council have committed to, the recommendation is that the report is simply noted and perhaps in time it can be brought back. That certainly the investment we've made in this business case won't be wasted, it'll simply just need to be refreshed. So I'm certainly happy to take the questions. I know Adrian's on line as well, and he was the project lead on this one.
Hello, Adrian, thank you for being here.
Hello, yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Do you have anything to add to the CEO's comments?
No, thank you. No.
Are there any questions for Adrian or the CEO? If not, would someone like to move the officer recommendation that Council notes the opportunity to develop a lifestyle subdivision at Virginia Estate as detailed in the business case Virginia Estate? Thank you, Councillor Cray, and seconded Councillor Henley. Would either of you like to speak to the Office of Recommendation?
I will just briefly just like to thank Adrian for the work that he's done and the quite comprehensive report that was done by RFF. So I think it gave us a very good detailed look at the plan, and yeah, it's just unfortunate that financially it doesn't look like, you know, it looks like, as the CEO said, a break even at best thing to do, and just given the number of other projects that we've got on the plans at the moment, I believe it's best to just park it up for the time being.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. Councillor Hemley?
I'll just add that I think it was a very proactive move of the council to undertake the case study in the first place, and as a result of, you know, interest around the Shire in land that's available, I think it was prudent. And even when it does come to any sort of fruition in the future, even if it doesn't, I still think it was well worth undertaking and seeking all of that information.
Thank you, Councillor Hemley. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? No? Let's vote. Council, all in favour? 7-0 carried. Thank you. Item 11.2, Workforce Plan for 2022-27 Progress Report. And Kira is here. If you have anything you would like to speak to, councillors, do you have any questions for Kira? If not, I'll ask a councillor to move officer recommendation 1, that we note the achievements against the actions in the 2022-27 workforce plan, and 2, directs the CEO to publish the attached report on the Shire's webpage. Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and seconded Councillor O'Meara. Would you like to speak to the officer recommendation?
Thank you, Madam. Merely to observe that this was a matter that was given a very thorough airing a fortnight ago. We had plenty of information provided for us by Kira and others. We worked our way through it, and this is precisely where we wanted to land.
Thank you. Councillor O'Meara?
To reiterate what Councillor Callaghan said, but also to make it known that thank you to staff putting in the time and effort. But these plans are vital. They're not the things that ratepayers get excited about, but they give us roadmaps for where we're heading, both internally and externally, and they're vital for us as a council to understand that into the future. So thank you for that.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone to speak against the officer recommendation? No. Let's vote then. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Thank you. Item 11.3, proposal to adopt a revised community emergency services manager SESM staffing model. And I'll hand over to David in the absence of Henry, our CEO, sorry, in the absence of
Henry. Thank you, Madam President. Councillors, the report is as read. This is part of our journey of improving our community safety. It's gone, the proposal is to go from a model of one SESM servicing 3 local governments to one SESM servicing 2 local governments. There is a step, I think, in the direction of a much more robust model of an improved safety and community safety. So I'm happy to take your questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the CEO? If not, I'll ask someone to move the officer recommendations 1, 2, 3 and 4 en bloc. Thank you, Councillor Cray, and seconded Councillor O'Meara. Councillor Cray, would you like to speak?
Yeah, I think we have discussed this quite a bit in council, but I think we all see moving from sharing the SESM between 2 shires instead of 3, as we've done in the past, has been a positive move. I think we all acknowledge that we have got a very good person in our current SESM in place, and so the whole process of sharing him with the other shire of his preference has been very positive. Probably it's going to cost us a little bit more for that service, and probably the one negative is just the breakdown of the costs between the shires and DFES. It'd be nice to see them sharing a bit more of that cost, considering that he wears their uniform. But other than that, see it as a very positive move, and I think we'll do well on it.
Thank you, Councillor Ian. I too would like to acknowledge the cost shifting once again from our state government, wearing a DFES uniform but being largely funded by local government, and with local government holding all the liability. So just to make note of that, thanks to Councillor Craig. And also just to, I guess, affirm the fact that with us going to the two show them up model, anything that further enhances our commitment to our volunteer brigades, which the Seven will now be able to do much more thoroughly, is a win for us.
Yes. Thank you, Councillor Amian. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendations 1-4? No, let's vote then. Council, all in favour? 7-0 carried. Perhaps we need to put the Shire of Knowingborough and the Shire of Cranbrook logos on those uniform. And we look forward to Councillor Amian raising that in the working group. 11.4, Disability Access and Inclusion Plan 2021-2026. The responsible officer is our Executive Manager for Infrastructure and Assets. And our Community and Economic Development Manager. So if Council has any questions for either of those two officers, now is the time. If not, would a Councillor please move Motion 1 that we note progress against the Disability Access and Inclusion Plan and its accompanying implementation plan, and notes that a new Disability Action and Inclusion Plan for the period of 2027 to 31 be developed over the coming months and presented to Council for endorsement before submitting to the Department of Communities. Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and seconded Councillor Kittle. Would either of you like to speak to the officer's recommendation?
On the opportunity to congratulate staff on the work that's been done in developing this plan, and also in the evidence of the work being put in place around town. Thank you very much, Rick, to you and your team. It's nice to see that as this has been a body of work, we've been aware of it, we've seen the initial reports and the planning, the things that were needed. It gives me a stronger sense of confidence that we've got this now. We've seen where we needed to make changes, what they were, what the regulations required of us. Previously, we had little ramps on footpaths and things, but they didn't meet the requirements. They do now, and we are really moving this very well. So thank you very much to everyone that's been involved, and let's just wait and see what the next one brings. I'm sure there'll be another set of regulations that we have to comply with soon.
Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Councillor Kittle,
just to reiterate, staff have done an amazing job again, and again, it was just so nice to see it all be putting in action already. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone to speak against the officer recommendations? No, Council, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. 11.5, Council Plan 2025-2035 Progress Report, and I'll hand over to our Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Madam President. This is one of the most important documents that the Council should keep track of. This has been a direct preparation of this plan is a direct outcome of the consultation we've undertaken with community, and Council endorses the plan in July last year. We'll bring back to Council every 12 months progress we're making against the plan, and this report is simply giving Council that update on what's happening and how we're progressing. So happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the CEO? Hello, can I ask for a councillor to move recommendation 1 that we note the achievements against the actions in the attached Council Plan 2025-2035 Progress Report, February 2026 to July 2026. And 2, we direct the CEO to publish the attached report on the Shire's webpage. Thank you, Councillor Minister. And a seconder, thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Councillor Minister, would you like to speak?
Yes, of course. I think the document, and we'll have to start again for another perfect document. Speak for itself. Our ordinary strategic plan, you know, is well driven by the community and falls into this space, but not by chance, but it's always aligned with our community interest.
Thank you. Councillor Callaghan, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Anyone to speak against the officer's recommendation? No? Council, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Item 11.6 is the list of payments made from the municipal fund and transaction card accounts for the period 1 to 30 June 2026. Our Deputy Chief Executive Officer is the responsible officer, so if you have any questions, please direct them to him now. Given there are no questions, would someone like to move officer recommendation that council notes the payments of accounts for June 2026 totaling 1,327,950.22, consisting of the payment amounts as listed below? Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and seconded Councillor Kittle. Would either of you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Anyone speak against? Council, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. And moving on to 11.7, the June 2026 monthly financial statements. And again, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer is the responsible officer. If you have any questions, now's the time to ask. Would you like to speak? Please do.
There's nothing else to simply say that this is an interim set of June 26 financial statements. We acknowledge, because we want to submit a set of financial statements here, really the June financial statements we'll have to go through that audit process before I could actually talk to the committee confidence.
Thank you. Would someone like to move the officer recommendation that council receives the monthly financial statements for the month of June 2026? Thank you, Councillor Hemley, and seconded Councillor Callaghan. Would either of you like to speak?
Only to say that thanks to Tom and his crew, because your work is very large and well done. Thorough.
Thank you. Councillor Callaghan, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't, thank you.
Let's vote, Council. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Okay, before we move on to item 12.1, we need someone to move a procedural motion that Council closes the meeting to members of the public to consider 12.1 in accordance with section 5.23 of the Local Government Act of 1995, as revealing the budget amount could affect the tender process, negotiations or commercial interests. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and seconded Councillor O'Meara. Let's vote. All in favour? Thank you. We have to close the meeting to members of the public and Councillor...
No, staff can say this, Councillor.
Yeah.